allowing the body to become fully settled. And stabilized in the chosen posture. It may feel as though, in some way, you are allowing this stabilization, the steadiness, it may seem as though you are letting go into it. Meanwhile, as the body rests in this way, the natural breath, the breath as it is, appears. The whole body-mind process is expressing itself in the breathing. The appearing and disappearing sensations of the in-breath, the appearing and disappearing sensations of the out-breath. Resting, allowing, and being sensations of breathing. Appearing from nowhere and disappearing to nowhere. Living alive bodies manifest sensations. Sensations whose true nature is always the same as sensations of breathing. Makes no difference at all how long or short sensations hang around. In true nature, everything is already free. And so sounds appear freely, freely given, freely received. It's so clear, is it not, that they arise and pass? In the silence and stillness, the expression of mind as thoughts, thinking. Have you ever thought it makes no difference at all what the mind is thinking? Thinking just appearing and disappearing in the open quietness of the morning. Feeling states of mind-body, like equanimity, concentration, tranquility, interest, wanting, not wanting, clarity, haziness, pleasantness, unpleasantness, states of mind, body, feeling, already always open, being themselves. Sometimes there's anxiety, happiness, peace, none of it lasts. None of it is possessable. The sense of holding on, the sense of letting go, beginning to see that it doesn't matter at all what is happening. One instant, it's breath. The next, it's thought. Then sound. Then sensation. Then feeling state. Moving, changing, appearing, disappearing freely. In the open quietness of meditation. Asking for nothing, giving everything, this is the living message.
This is a poem from Hafiz. It's called The Theater of Freedom. In my divine studio, what I have been working on is this. painting the truth, revealing a more realistic picture of the great mystery. Tearing down the cruel walls that separate you from the tenderness of fire. Someone must be withholding the crucial lines in all those stories you have heard of our friend. For there is still too much fear and pallor upon your cheeks. And I rarely see you in the marvelous theater of freedom. Hafiz knows you could not describe him, even if we sat side by side on a caravan for years. Even if we slept close in my desert tent and you became familiar with the holy scent that the sun and my master leave whenever they visit me. For something has happened to your youthful passions. That great fuel you once had to defend yourself against becoming tamed. And your eyes now often tell me that your once vital talent to extract joy from the air has fallen into sleep. All that you could ever say of me can only describe my camel's tail and that coarse hair that is barely visible sometimes on the left side of the moon's nose. In my divine studio, where I am sitting right now, crafting your heart, lyre, and flute. I long for the day when you will join me in knowing the extraordinary humor and all the enchanting realities of the infinite performances of the beloved.